Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And I know you're excited like me, too. I'm always excited when we get Grace Marie Turner back on the show. She's one of our favorites in the Brain Trust. More than 19 years she's been hanging out with us. And she's the president of the Galen Institute. She's the founding member of the Consensus Group, the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. And folks, the smartest person on the planet when it comes to market-based solutions for healthcare. And she's our good friend, Grace Marie. Welcome back.
Jim, always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Good to have you back. So, Grace Marie, what I'd like to think about our time together today, I'd like, in this segment at least, talk to us about what came out of the House. How was it different from the one that got shot down? And then the next segment, I want you to talk to us about what you think is going on in the Senate. And then we'll talk about putting them together. What's the answer to the first question?
The first question, it's really a good bill. The bill that the House crafted was designed to, A, make sure that people currently on Obamacare who have often nowhere else to go for coverage because of how the market got so changed under this law, that they'll be protected, that they'll be able to have a lifeboat while they build a bridge to new coverage. And the bridge is a different form of tax credit so that people get up to $4,000 from the government in a refundable tax credit to help with the purchase of their health insurance. And it's age-based, not based upon income. So it gets the IRS out to some extent in really managing the health sector. And
so who gets the $4,000?
Individuals, you as a person.
All right,
as long as you don't have job-based coverage, either accepted or offered.
What about small business owners who don't have job-based coverage?
Yeah, absolutely.
So everybody, regardless of their income?
They did have to put some ceilings on it.
Right.
But it's pretty high. But $4,000 for an individual is the highest, and that's if you're between 60 and 65.
Right.
Scales down, starts out at $2,000 for younger people.
And that's a payment that you get. Is it a credit, a tax credit?
A refundable tax credit. So that means that even if you don't owe that much in taxes, you still could get that much in a credit.
I got you. And so you get that much back, and that could go towards, basically, it's being able to deduct private health insurance, isn't it?
Not deducting. It's a refundable
credit.
Tax.
Right.
But
credit.
it's toward a credit toward the purchase of your health insurance, which
right.
is worth a lot more than a deduction to many people.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, the bill also would give people many more choices. That states would now be able to decide what kind of health coverage you want and should get, and rather than having the federal government with its, four or five cookie cutter plans.
Right.
That you really want, and that's what the health insurance companies.
Well, and the government not being in everybody's medical business, the insurers, the providers, and the patients, all of that will by definition lower the cost of care, won't it? And
there
insurance.
Will still be. I mean, the government's still going to put some guardrails. You've got to make sure the federal government's putting money out there for tax credits. They've got to make sure this is real insurance. So there'll be some guardrails, but not the straitjacket that
right.
Obamacare created.
So how much different was this bill? What made this bill fly through that the other one didn't? Or not
well,
fly
didn't
through.
Fly through. But
right, but what made
but
it get,
did get
what
through.
Made it get through that
you know, I think that it was more that that more members just wanted a say in how it was structured.
Uh-huh.
That weren't on the key committees. This is as the legislative process is allowing the committees with jurisdiction over an issue to write the bill. So
right.
that's really what happened. And that's
everybody
really
called this a failure,
people.
But this is the way legislation works, isn't it?
Exactly. Let's get some input from some other people. So the Freedom Caucus decided that this was the problem was the regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, we've got to have even more flexibility on the regulations. And so that's really one of the things that that the amendment by Congressman MacArthur, who actually knows a lot about health insurance from New Jersey,
right,
sort of took the lead for one of the other groups, the Tuesday group, the group of moderates, in helping to craft this with the Freedom Caucus. And they came together and then pulled their members over to get to the number to get to a majority vote.
Does the House bill have the 10 mandates from Obamacare in it?
The House bill allows the state to waive those mandates.
Okay, good.
And that's really what it's very much the whole bill is.
That
really
sounds like a bill. That sounds like a bill. I could get my hands around. So when we come back, we're gonna. The bill's in the Senate now. And they're doing their own thing over there. I'm going to get Grace
Moody. The Senate is beginning to make its own changes.
She's going to tell us what they're doing over there, and then we'll put it together in the last segment. It's 20 Tales.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.